RTE QFM. Roz and Emma.
Now it's that time where I've been waiting for. I don't know if the listeners have been. Paul Mescal and Andrew Scott. Emma, you interviewed them last week. A few questions before we get into the interview. Okay, Dumas started, if you don't know who Dumas is, everyone listening, she's kind of like a gossip site.
Kind of like if you watched Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girl. So she has started to do this anonymous thing where she's asking people, anonymously, if you've met a celeb, what do they smell like? And it's been really interesting. It's been a very interesting thread.
Yeah.
What did Andrew Scott and Paul Mescal smell like?
I
sound a bit creepy here, yeah. But do you know what I mean? Go on.
I didn't smell them. I couldn't smell them. So I shook hands with them. So I went over to them to shake hands with them. But like...
Firm?
I can't remember.
Well, you were nervous.
No,
yeah,
I was
you
nervous,
were nervous.
But no, actually, so I'm gonna rephrase that. I cannot remember, but I know I'm the type of person I'll always notice if somebody has a weak handshake. Always.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't notice. It didn't stand out to me that they had a weak handshake. So therefore, I'm gonna say they had a firm handshake. But I don't know what they smelled like because I was sitting too far away from
them.
Okay,
right. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That's probably why they have you sitting far away. To
yeah,
be
exactly.
honest, you know what I mean? Bit weird.
Oh, you smell lovely.
You smell lovely. But you know what? You know that a lot of people have a scent, and it's like their thing. Like Rihanna was always known for having this amazing scent. So many other celebs would do interviews around it, being like, her scent is amazing. And then she brought out perfumes
of her own scent.
Yes, exactly.
Is that the only question?
That's just why I asked.
That's the only question you have for me is what do they smell like?
Yeah, because I feel like you've asked them the question. So let's have a listen.
Yeah. So All of Us Strangers, just for anyone listening, is in cinemas now. It's amazing. And here's my chat with the lads.
Thank you both for joining me. It's so nice to speak to you. I saw the movie this week and all I'm going to say is I haven't been so moved by something in a very long time. Like I woke up the next morning and it was the first thing I thought of, like, and I kind of felt emotional because it's gorgeous, but it is an emotional movie.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely emotional.
Yeah. And one thing that I think really like kind of stood out to me and one thing that I really felt was the relationship between you two and obviously the excitement of a brand new relationship. And something that I always wonder is, as actors, do you get caught up in it and sometimes almost feel like you are in a new relationship with each other?
It's like one of the great parts of the job. It's like you get to like or getting to play love.
Yeah,
exactly.
Such a like privilege because you get to like invest in it and you also get to like explore, say, a version of that is totally separate to your own experience.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But are you like, you know when you go home, when you go home and like you've kind of finished your day's work, are you like, oh, I wonder will he text me? What's he doing now?
Well, I feel like that all the time.
Like that. I'm a terrible texter, so yeah.
Waiting a long time.
Exactly.
So both of you, I know you knew each other briefly before this, and obviously you've gotten to know each other more through the movie.
Yeah.
Do you think for the intimate scenes that knowing each other before, that kind of helped it or did it hinder it?
Well, we didn't know each other very well before, which kind of helped because these characters are sort of falling in love with each other and they don't know each other. So in a way, that kind of helped the kind of free song or whatever. Mm. I mean, it would be so funny if we had to do it now.
Oh, I don't know how we do it. Now, well, it'd be great, but it's like...
It'd be great
because we're just brilliant at them.
Brilliant!
But I think, as you said, it really helped
that
we knew each other and trusted each other. And I admired Andrew hugely and admire him hugely still. So all of that, I think, was the perfect foundation to begin with. And then to get to get to be out in front of the film now talking about it with your friend and somebody who I'm incredibly proud of, and what he does in the film is an extraordinary feat in cinema. So like to get to be sat beside him while he gets to talk about the film, it's just brilliant.
He's brilliant.
You're like, stop it, but keep it coming.
Yeah, stop it, but like not yet.
Oh, that move, that great phrase, like when an actor comes off stage, you were great, how was I?
How was he?
No, go on, tell.
We've only got
3 minutes and 27 seconds.
Yes, absolutely. Ideal colleague and person to be doing this with. Just absolutely perfect in every way.
Do you know the way with like teams when you're working together, sometimes you'll do like team bonding events and things like that for people to get to know each other. So obviously you two had to be very vulnerable with each other. Did you do anything in advance of the movie where you kind of got to know each other a little bit better?
I was thinking, we went for a couple of jokes.
Exactly, yeah.
Do you remember we went and we had, it was in the summertime, I was thinking about this the other day, and we had...
The Aperol Spritz.
No, Pimm's, wasn't it?
Pimm's, oh, it was Pimm's.
London.
So, yeah, very London.
Very London.
On the South Bank.
But it's the only booze we could get at the time.
But that was also, I was thinking about that the other day, that I looked back and it was like probably the most kind of serious and sincere.
Yeah, we were talking about characters
and stuff. Yeah. I think that was the only like character conversation that we had in earnest.
Yeah, but then we got,
then we just relaxed into it all. Stopped taking ourselves too seriously.
Yeah. That's it, because anything I've seen online so far, it's like I can't, other than you two in the movie, I can't imagine you actually being serious together, because it just seems like you're having such a crack all the time.
Well, even when you're doing a sad thing, you do not spend the whole day, you know, we didn't.
Yeah.
So yeah, and also like you're also sitting naked in the middle of, you know, room. Like imagine us sitting in this room except we're
for our job.
Yeah.
Imagine everybody sitting around looking at you.
I wanted to ask. Obviously, it's got an epic soundtrack. But for you guys, if you could pick one song that represents you as a person, what would it be and why?
God. Oh, The Fields of Athenry.
And why?
Oh no, we just said it earlier. Imagine how gas that would be if that was a song to describe yourself with.
The music in the film is absolutely, it's an incredible soundtrack. Yeah. People are going crazy with the soundtrack. Yeah. There's a song at the end called The Power of Love. It just gets me. It's kind of I don't know, it's re-energized that song in a really, really beautiful way.
That's the one that has me in my feels every time I listen back. I'm like, oh God, it was so sad. Yeah. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
There you go. Paul Mescal and Andrew Scott, All of Us Strangers, is in cinemas now. It is gorgeous. I'd highly recommend going to see it. And there is a bonus clip up on our Instagram at RT2FM. Watch the video and you'll know why it's not on the radio.
RTE 2FM. Roz and Emma.